Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. Today we have poet Michael Sandler, who will be reading his two poems, A Jetty Stone's Hymn and Recipe for Marinara. Michael Sandler is the author of a poetry collection called The Lamps of History. His work has appeared in scores of journals, including recently in Think, Literary Imagination, and Smartish Pace. Michael lives near Seattle. His website is sandlerpoetry.com.
My name is Michael Sandler. I was playing with water themes for a group of poems I was working on, and also thinking about the climate catastrophe. It struck me as interesting to try to write from the viewpoint of something totally inanimate, a rock, a stone, that came into contact with polluted oceans. A Jetty Stone's Hymn. I rest against the base of a pier's pile, a pillar probing onset of the inconstant sea, a stack of us as monument, landmark of decline to water's rule, a cairn to human claims, your boundless claims. Of course, you champion the best of motives, as if your project's meant to be protective of this fief. Perhaps unwise to tar with blame each spill, but even a Parisian tide can't wash my feet of the insoluble. Above me, fleets of busy vessels bail effluence, microplastics, biocides to lap my toes, perils others may sidestep. In feculent swells, a resin spume of breakers, have you become a rival to the water? I try to pick a deity to worship, but even water seems to have turned on me, her steady churn edged with acidic knives flaying my sediments. I pray in waves for her self-healing and rue her frailty. So I praise you. A literal belief there's fresh and not just salt, for in the end may be your word, its adamant command over your ward, mine eye consumed with grief. I happen to be thinking about departed parents and grandparents, our dwindling memories of them, and it occurred to me how many memories of our mothers and grandmothers relate to food. This piece is a meditation about that. Recipe for marinara. My mother wasn't Italian, and her marinara not from the old country. But noticing how I slurped spaghetti, she made a sauce from nowhere but a sense of what a child liked, asking me to close my eyes, to smell each herb and spice. I inhale garlic, fennel, nutmeg, nostrils flaring, an odori peppering an oil-stained pot, the tongue lingering at the thought, stroking the palate swelled with mouth's sour wine, the nose following redolent threads of an updraft. To our kitchen nook one evening, when I ate alone with her, had her full attention, otherwise devoured by my father, a brother now in bed with flu. Mid-forkful, she ruminates about how she'll be remembered, asking what comes to mind. I try to push to the side of the plate barbs I wish she hadn't meant. Such a klutz. Don't dress like a slob. You're slouching. And focus on the marinara's tangy sweetness, replying, oh, I don't know. Whereupon she leans over and strokes my cheek, her perfume lingering. Other gossamers of scents entombed like a fossil in shale. Though I add each ingredient and flesh out each step, stirring, salting it as she would, her sauce fails to reincarnate. Leaning against a countertop, I tap an oil fleck somehow left unwashed, wisp of time, savor of a thought. Thought of an abiding faith that in some way the spirit abides, wafting at a threshold between nullity and touch or taste. It piques the mind, glazing ridges of not al dente strands, my tongue licking a brine that almost preserves it.
That was Michael Sandler reading his two poems, A Jetty Stone's Hymn and Recipe for Marinara. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.